Okay, so we're going to do now, continuing in this sugya, but separate from yesterday, is basically this halacha that in times of sakana, in times of danger, one could light the Hanukkah candles inside, okay, on their table. Okay, or basically the various places that one should light the Hanukkah candles, depending on the conditions. So I guess I'll start off by reading the Rambam. Essentially, what I want to do is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay? And it's probably most people versus, I don't know, a lot of people versus Tosfos, but whatever. So it says, Bimei, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet. I guess we'll start with Hilchos Zayin. Okay? So he says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nichol pesel besel mechutz. Betefach Hasamach HaPesach, Al Smol, HaNichol Naslevayet, Kedesh Deh Mezuzah Ve'yamin, and Ner Chanukah was small. So the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put the candle by the door of your house, on the outside. Okay, by your door. That's the primary mitzvah, is to put it by your door. Okay, Ve'im HaYadar Be'aliyah, Menichol B'chalon, HaSmuchol, Rosh HaSrab. If you live in an attic, such that your door, you don't have a door to the outside, okay, so then you put it by the window, which is close to the Yushas Rab, okay, to the public domain, to the street. The window which faces the street. Okay, and if you put a Ner Chanukah above 20 amos, which is, let's say, 35 feet, lo asa klum, you didn't do anything. Fisha in a necker, because it's not noticeable. Okay? It's funny how the Rambam interjects that halacha here. Because here it's talking about where you put it by your door, by your window. So why is he putting it here that it's above 20, which is a general halacha, that Ner Chanukah above 20 is possible. Right? But I mean, just on a practical level, presumably he means, is when you put it in your window, you live in an attic, right? I mean, this brings up the case. You live in an attic, so now you're going to put it high up, right? I mean, regularly, why would a guy put a Ner Chanukah so high? But if you live in an attic, so then the halacha is you put it in the window of your attic. Right? And he says, but if it's above 20 amos, it's above 20 amos, so then it's possible. Then you didn't do anything. Basically, it's nothing. It's worthless. Because it's not nicker. It's not noticeable. Not noticeable to the passerby. The passerby doesn't see that eye. His eyes naturally, when you walk on the street, your eyes naturally go to about that height. So that's the shear. Okay, it's fixed at 20 amos. Okay, so what would you say if you live in an attic that's higher than 20 amos? So what would you do?
Put it above 20 amos.
Light inside, but what does that do?
I mean, what's the alternative?
Nothing. Do nothing. You could say, look, you could say you can't do it. You could say, look, it's honest. You have to light in your house, but your house is not possible to do piercing through your house. You don't have a door, and your window's too high.
Well, is the case of Sakana Anus?
Okay, so let's get to the next case. So this halacha is one halacha. Halacha Zion is this. And the Rambam has another case. But again, what did he say? If you put it above 20, you didn't do anything. He didn't say if you put it above 20, it still works because for inside people or something like that. Right? Simply say you didn't do anything. Above 20, it doesn't work. But now he says, halacha chet, bimei ha-sakana, in the days of danger, meniach adam ner chanukah b'sof beso, a guy could put the ner chanukah inside his house, mi b'fnim, on the inside, v'afilu henicho al shulchan adayo, even if he puts it on his table, that's enough. He doesn't have to put it in any special place, special occasion, even if he puts it on his table, that's enough. Pod, v'tzorach lios b'sof habayis, ner achal l'shamish l'oro. But he needs what we call nowadays a shamish. He needs to have another candle that she's going to use its light. Because this way it will be noticeable that the Ner Chanukah is not for the purposes of light, but it's for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. Because if he has another candle, if he's just doing it for light purposes, he already has a light. So therefore it will be clear, since he already has a light, and now he has another candle on his table, it will be clear that that's for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. But if you have a torch, if you have a torch anyways, you don't need a candle. You already have a torch. That itself will just function as your shamash. Right? So like if you have electric light, for instance, if you have an electric light, that's clear. The guy's no one's going to think that you're lighting your candle for a light, you have an extra light on right on top of it. Right? But if you have a torch in your house and you're a chashuv guy, and the chashuv guys don't read by the light of a torch, they don't use the light of a torch, they use a fine light, so then it will look like you could lit the Ner Chanukah in order to use it, you know, for your usage. So then you'd have to light a candle. But the point is that once you put it inside, then you have a risk. If it's outside, it's clear it's for Ner Chanukah. Why are you putting a candle outside? But if it's inside, now all of a sudden you have a doubt, maybe someone's going to think you did it for a function. So therefore you need to have a shamash or something else, which is in the function, and therefore thereby it will be clear this is for something else. Okay? Fine. So the Rambam says again, what did he say? So in time of sakana, you have a right to put it inside. Okay? Time of sakana. He doesn't say, you could try to read this into him, but he doesn't say, in times of sakana, or for any other reason that you can't light Ner Chanukah by your window or by your door if you live above 20, or, you know. He doesn't say that, and as he should have said, if your aliyah is above 20, if you live in an attic and you're above 20, then put it on your table. He didn't say that. He just says that if you light it above 20, you didn't do anything. Okay, it's nothing, because it's not nikah. Then he says a separate thing, b'shas sakana, times of danger, you can put it inside. So you could say, it means that's also. But he doesn't say that. I mean, it's reading something into the Rambam. The simplest reading would be, if you're above 20, then look, there's nothing you can do. Look, I mean, like, what about a guy who doesn't have a house? So I guess he'll be a roa. He'll make a roa, whatever, he'll figure it out. He'll be like, yeah, okay. So, I mean, the basic question here is that how does this work? I mean, if you tell me the mitzvah is, like, let's say, for instance, in an ordinary year, it's not a time of danger, it's not anything. I just decide to put it on my table. Okay? Not by my door, not by my window, I just put it on my table. Have I filled the mitzvah? No. It would seem not. Okay? Because it's not Shas Sakana. The Rambam says the mitzvah is you have to put it by your window, by the door, or by the window. And it seems to be it's only Shas Sakana that it's enough. Right, but implying is that in ordinary conditions, that's not enough. And why would he say that's not enough? Why would he say it's not sufficient to put it by my window? Regular case, I decide to put it. I'm on my table. Okay, why would it not be sufficient to just put it down on my table? Just it's regular year. No pirsum. The mitzvah is pirsum. The mitzvah isn't just publicizing. The mitzvah isn't just to light a candle. It's to publicize a miracle. Publicize a miracle isn't just relighting a candle, but it's relighting a candle in a place which is visible to the Rabbim. So you put it by your door, put it by your window. That I understand, but putting it on your table, that's not piersim, so you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah if you just put it down on your table. So the question is, okay, so now why is it now in time of danger, it's unfortunate that you're not able to do piersim, but say you can't do piersim, and that's it. So it's honest. So you'll have to wait till a different year when it's possible to do the mitzvah. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. Right?
Right, like, there's
still
piercing for the people inside?
So if, first of all, if there is piercing for the people inside, then why can't you always do that?
Maybe there's two different types of piercing.
Okay, so why can't I at least do that? Why wouldn't I be Yotze? At least say there's piercing.
Maybe if you have the option to do the greater person, you would be Yotze.
Okay, so you could say that. I mean, you have to do the maximum piercing. Could say that. But I mean, the Rambam doesn't say piercing for the people inside. And I don't understand the idea. I mean, I'm not saying no one says this, but I have a question on that idea. I mean, that idea. I mean, I know we have heard this before. You're not making that up, piercing for the people inside, right? That's something you've heard before. But I don't understand it. I mean, I'll tell you why. I mean, we'll see. Tosis kind of says it, but he doesn't say it, actually. Because for instance, can you do piercing to yourself? Would that make sense? No, why not? Right, because it doesn't make sense. Publicize something is publicize to someone other than yourself, right? That's what it means. Publicize it to someone else, right? Make something, you are the actor, and you are making something public. If it's yourself, you're not making it public, you're not publicizing it, right? Now, who's the mitzvah Ner Chanukah on? On the household, right? Now, so if you light it inside your house, who are you publicizing it to? So the members of the household are publicizing to members of the household. So isn't that the same problem? Just like you can't publicize to yourself, so how could the members of the household publicize it to the members of the household? They are the ones who are doing the mitzvah. So So they as a unit, and how is that publicizing? Doesn't publicizing mean publicizing to someone beyond, besides for the performers? Right? Question is, why can't I always do this? If this works, manashach, is the mitzvah, am I doing the mitzvah by lighting the kavaya, doing it on my table or not? Whatever it is. If it is, then it should always work. If it's not, then it shouldn't work. Yeah, again, I'm not saying no one says this. I mean, I'm not saying no one says that you can do piyusim for inside people, but I'm just saying, plain and simple, it's hard to say that you publicize to yourself. Publicizing means, yeah, the people are publicizing, the recipients of the publicity. But if you're the same, if you're the family is publicizing to the family, it doesn't seem like much of a publicizing. So altogether, it would seem to be if you light it on your table, it's like piyusim. So you could just say, well, you're still doing a ma'isa hadlaka, something like that. Right? You could write out, and that's what you're kind of just trying to say. It's the action, whatever. But so then that should always work. In other words, how do you have these different standards? How do you have a different standard for what happens in the, before the mitzvah, you know, before if there's danger or if there's not danger? Like, it's a good question. Another question is let's say you put it, again, if you're supposed to put it by your door. Alright, let's say you're supposed to put it by your door, but you decide to put it by your window. According to the Rambam, are you Yotzei? Okay, it says you're supposed to. If you have a door, you put it by your door. If you don't have a door, then you put it by your window. But let's say you decide to be crazy, and you say, you know, you have a door and a window, and you're supposed to put it by your door, but you say, nah, I'm putting it by the window. Okay, I don't want to keep my door open, whatever, I don't know. Seems like you would. Why? Right. It doesn't say, right, exactly. It would seem, he doesn't say that it's not. I mean, he says tzarach. I mean, the mitzvah is mitzvah lanichal pezabes mechutz, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's ma'akev. It doesn't say that. I mean, that's the mitzvah. That's the best thing to do. But Ram doesn't say, and if you put it by your window, then it's nothing. Lo'asukum. I mean, you are doing piersum. So to say that you're not yotze, to me, would be a chedesh, and Ram doesn't say that. So look, you could argue that. I'm not saying in svara you couldn't see that, but I don't see the Ram saying that. Ram does say if you put it above 20 loas aklum, you didn't do anything. When he tells you if it's shasakana and you put it on your table, that's enough, implying it's not enough if it's not shasakana. But it doesn't say that if you you know, if you don't have a door, then you could put it in your window and that's enough. It would seem to be that. It's just the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put it by your door. But if it would seem on the surface you put it by your window, that would also be good. And if you would say that, so then even if you don't do the maximum possible piersim, it would seem you're still yotzei. There are levels of piersim. So, right, so if that's the case, then even if you wanted to argue that your table is the minimum piersim somehow, but still fine then. So if it's a little bit of piersim, then you should be able to say always. You should normally be able to say it's the minimum level of piersim. If you want to say that there's piersim for your household. You know, so then you should be able to say always. But I'd say no, it's not piersim at all, and that's why you're not able to say always. So then if that's the case, then how does it help you if it's sakana? Bottom line is you're not doing piersim. And also the question is sakana exclusive? Like, again, let's say, Yehuda, let's say you want to say what you're saying is the maximum, right? So let's say it's a case where you live in an apartment above 20. So it's not possible for you to do anything else than put it on your table. So if you say the halacha is the table is a little bit of piersim, and as long as you do the most that you could possibly do, so then that should be good for you, right? Put it on your table. But it doesn't seem from the Rambam that he's saying that. It seems like if you're above 20, la'ilas aklum. And the inside thing is only a shasakana. But if it's just a general principle, you always have to do the highest you could do. So then it would seem that you should always be able to, anytime you can't do it, you know, you should be able to put it on your table. Yeah. Let's look at Tosos. Okay? So let's look at Tosos. So this is the Rambam. There are problems in the Rambam. But let's look at Tosos. Okay, so this is based on the Gemara. I mean, the Rambam is almost a quote from the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara said that if you live in the mitzvah near Chanukah is to put it by your window, put it by the door. If you live in an attic, you put it by your window, and if you're shasas like you put it on your table, and that's enough. You go almost exactly like the Rambam. We read it yesterday. So Tosfos says, you know, let me before we get to this Tosfos, let me just go back to different Tosfos, which is that the Gemara talked earlier about when you have to light the candles. So it says, when do you have to light it? From Shkia, from sunset, until Techla Regal Menashak, until the people are off the streets. Okay, this is basically the whole time when people are outside. And the Gemara said, according to one part of the Gemara, it says, the Ilo Adlik Madlik, which means that you must light it sometime during that interval. Okay, let's say there's a half hour gap there. So you have to light it sometime during that gap, and if you missed it, then it's too late. So if you realize that you didn't light, and it's already people are off the streets, so then look, well, it's too late. You can't do anything. Why? Why is it too late? Yeah, we missed the Zman. Why? Why is that the Zman? It's not Pirsum. Right, because it's not Pirsum. The idea is Pirsum. And if you're lighting it after the P, there's no after everyone's on the street, it's not Pirsum. Right? And a simple pshat, fine. So Tosfos says, this is Tosfos Dilo Adlik Madlik. Okay, I'm just the last three lines. Tosfos on Chafal from the base. Dilo Adlik Madlik. It says, again, the last three lines of the Tosfos. Ulari. There's a famous shita of the Ri. Okay? Ulari Nera de Ata. That now ain lachosh masayadlik. You don't have to worry when you light. The anu ain lanu hekera el levnei havayas, because for us it is only a heker. I guess it's a reminder. Right? It's making it noticeable. We're only making it noticeable for the people of the house. Shehari meligim ifnem, because we light inside. So we light inside nowadays. And since we light inside, so who are we lighting for? We're lighting for the people inside. So therefore, who really cares what time you light it? If you're lighting it for the people on the street, so they're only on the street for this half hour. But if you're lighting it inside, people are always inside, it just doesn't matter when you light it. You can light it any time in the night. Okay, as long as people are around. Right? So it doesn't matter really. Because we light it for the inside people, for Bnei Bayis. So why do we light it? What does it mean? Does he mean because it's a time of sakana? Like, why do we light it inside? What happened? Right? Why are we lighting it inside then? So there's the Gemara Seish light outside. Why are we lighting it inside? Okay. So you could say he's talking about it's time of sakana. Maybe the Reeve is in a dangerous time. Okay. So let's look at the next. Tosos on Ubishasa sakana. Okay. Tosos on Shasa sakana says, Nirala Ri. Again, the Ri. What does it mean at the time of danger? It says, "Dahainu michi asu chavrei labavel." That is from the time that these nation, the chavrei, okay, they're kind of their type of a nation, when these chavrei people came to Babel. Okay, certain time in history, these chavrei came to Babel and they made these decrees that people shouldn't light candles. Okay, and from that time on, that's what he means. Sakana. The Ri is saying, what does it mean, Shasakana? From that time on. Because at that time, they made this, when the Chavri made this decree that you can't light near Hanukkah, so then basically the mitzvah changed. Then the mitzvah became, okay, light on, light inside. Yeah, that's what he told us. He says, what does it mean, Shasakana? Shasakana, he thinks it's clear what does Shasakana mean. Shasakana means Shasakana, means time of danger. But he doesn't say that. He says, what does it mean, Shasakana? From that time. From then. And from then, presumably until forever. Because he says, nowadays, anything else with Tosus later, or higher up, is saying, Ata, nowadays, we don't light. Right? Because he's saying, that's the deal. Okay, that's what happened. Michi, that was the mitzvah was changed. Mitzvah was changed. Shasakana means from that, because what does it mean from that time? Why isn't it always Shasakana? What's Tosus to tell you what Shasakana means? I'm in danger. What's Tosus to explain to you? But it means it was from that time. It was a time where this thing happened. I mean, this is a famous sheet of Tosfos. I mean, this is people could quote this. I don't know. This is like a thing. That's why they always say, nowadays we light for inside. Why are we lighting for inside nowadays? What kind of thing is that? Why should we light inside? Well, it's not dangerous now. Right? You always see the Mishnah Berurah. They always go, nowadays we light inside, and therefore, why are we lighting for inside? Well, what happened? But this is, I think, it's based on this Tosfos. So that nowadays we're lighting inside. Because the Shas Sakana means, again, the Rambam doesn't learn this. Shasakana means Shasakana means Shasakana. He doesn't say it means Shasakana means time of danger. But Tosfos says Shasakana means from the time that they came. They made this decree that you can't light near Hanukkah, or you can't light candles. That's the question, which one it was. Either way, and then the mitzvah became that it's, and now it's inside. And therefore, the Tosfos is saying it doesn't matter when you light. But the Rambam, for instance, doesn't say it doesn't matter when you light. Because the Rambam's mitzvah is still to do it outside. Right? What's funny is the funny thing. When the mitzvah changes, what kind of thing is that? Why is it supposed to say that? I mean, why not just say Shasakana means Shasakana? Why can't, what would it be before the Persians came? presumably you would have to, the halacha is halacha, you have to light it outside. And if it's dangerous, then it's dangerous, then you won't do it. But you can't put it inside. Inside isn't the mitzvah, the mitzvah is outside. So Tosus at least is a little bit easier because he doesn't have this like options. He doesn't say that, because the Rambam, the difficulty in the Rambam is that how does it work putting it on your table? If the mitzvah is to do it outside, then it's to do it outside, then how does it be in Sakana? You're allowed to put it inside. What's the mitzvah? So according to Tosus, he answers that question simply. Is that no, that in time period A, you really had to do it outside. And that's it. You couldn't put it on your table. In time period B, you put it inside. Right? The only thing is he has to introduce a change. But he'll say, look, they saw that the mitzvah was getting... The question is why they have to change it. Why not just either, let it ride for a few years until the sakana ended or whatever. It's just funny to say they changed it. Or why not... Yeah, I don't know. But does he say that you're doing piercing for the people inside? What does he? What does Tosa say? He says it's right. It's ain lano keira el b'nei bayis. It's a hecker. Hecker means, does hecker mean person? Hecker means like it's a rest for the recognition, so for them to notice it. Okay, maybe to remind them. Right, hecker doesn't mean person. It doesn't say person means to publicize, to make something public. But if I make a reminder for myself, I'm not publicizing it to myself. I'm reminding myself. Right? It's a hecker. It's a reminder. Make some sort of a thing. It's not necessarily a publicize it. Right? So I don't know. It doesn't say Pearson. I think some other Rishon. I think I saw it. I was scanning through my Kovetz. I forgot who, but I remember in passing I saw someone said, someone did say Pearson. But I mean, on the surface, Tosus isn't saying that. You could push that into Tosus, but it doesn't sound like he's saying that. He's saying, hacker. We know how to say Pearson. Pearson isn't a hard word to say. They always use that word. You know, I mean, that's every spot that you ever give in a Hanukkah has the word Pearson in it, you know? And the Rishon also, they use Pearson. Pearson is Pearson. Why can't you say Pearson? So if you meant Pearson, why not say Pearson?
What is the hacker going
on? I don't know. You tell me. It's a question. What is the hacker? What does that mean? And what they do, they change it. So now it's the mitzvah. Not Pearson? So what is the mitzvah? Hacker? What are the mitzvahs, you know? It's almost like the Rambam and Tosa saw the same Gemara, which says that you have to light it outside, but Pachas Kana, you can light it inside. And they say, the same problem. How could it be the same mitzvah? You can light it outside here. Here you have to light it outside. This year you can light it inside. So the Rambam says, no problem. Depends on the time. If it's regular times, you have to do it outside. Shas Kana, you can do it inside, which somehow makes sense. But Tosa says, that doesn't make any sense. How could you say that the same mitzvah could be done in these two different ways? It must be they changed the mitzvah. What it means when they changed it. Right? Thing every year. See, according to Tosus, he's saying they change, it's a change. So once it's a change, and it's going to be permanent. You don't keep changing it every year. Change it now, change it back, change it forward, change it back. Change is like a one-time thing, and they change it, and that's it, and that's, you know. But according to the Rambam, it seems to there's no change, because every year it depends if it's Shas Sekhanas or not. So the Rambam's not saying changes. Once you introduce a change, it's like a separate edict or whatever, that they change that. So that's fine. You can introduce that. That's like an ad hoc thing. Is that really the mitzvah was not going to be, it had to be outside. The mitzvah wasn't going to be fulfilled. Chazal didn't like that. You're going to go years without the mitzvah and you'll lose the mitzvah. So they had to change it. So they changed it and that's it. Now it's changed. They don't keep changing it back. But the Rambam doesn't seem to have changes. The Rambam seems to have the straight up built into the mitzvah. You don't need to make any changes. Straight up built into the mitzvah. You have two options. You have if it's a regular year or if it's sakana. Regular, you do it outside. Sakana, you do it inside. Seems like the Rambam has like a formulation somehow which could tolerate both possibilities, where it seems like Tosus doesn't allow for that. And therefore, Tosus had to introduce a change. Had to interpret the Gemara as introducing a change. But the question is, what is Svaras? I'm just noticing there's some Rambams. I mean, the question is, what's the mitzvah? So let's just see where the Rambam formulates what the mitzvah is, you know? So when he talks about when they introduce the mitzvah, it's in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. It says when he talks about that they set up these mitzvahs, he says, "Manlikim ha'maneros ba'erev al pischei habatim b'chalayil v'ashos hayamim." You light candles by the doors all the 8 nights. V'haros u'legalos hanes. to demonstrate and to reveal, I guess, the galos, to make it revealed. Huh? This is Gimel Gimel. So to make, to demonstrate, to show, and to reveal the miracle. Okay? Sounds like Pearson. Right? I mean, kind of, to demonstrate and to show. Haros, and to the Megala, to reveal the next. Okay, that's how they set it up. Sounds like Pearson. And then, I just noticed another halacha the Rambam says. That was Gimel Gimel, but I'm not doing that. Now I'm going to do Dalad Yid Gimel. So, so how about Dalad Yid Beis first? It's interesting. He says, Mitzvah Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva, Hi Anod. Mitzvah Chanukah is a very, very beloved mitzvah. Funny halacha. But the Mitzvah Chodim Lehizohar Ba. First, let's be careful in it. Kedei Lehodia Hanes, to make the miracle known. Ulehosef Beshevach HaKel. And to add in the praise of God, the Hodoyalo, Alanisim Shasalanu, and thanks, acknowledgement to Him, Hodoa to Him, for the miracles which He did for us. Okay? Fine. And then he says, if you only have one pruta, and you have to do different mitzvahs, so he says, Ner Chanukah comes first, before Yayin, wine for Kiddush. Mutav Lahakta Ner Chanukah, Sheesh Bo Zichron Hanes, because it has a remembrance of the miracle. Okay, remembrance of the miracle. Okay, so maybe like this. This is similar to what you were saying in the Rambam. That the question is, what's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Okay, because I'd say there's two things. There's one thing is Pearson, just publicizing. Okay, and publicizing, you can't do publicizing to yourself. Okay? And then there's another thing, which is zichron. Okay, zichron is to cause the miracle to be remembered. I guess to eternalize the miracle, so to speak. To however you want to say it, right? To cause the memory of the miracle, to continue the memory of the miracle. Okay? To maintain its existence in the minds of the nation. Zichron HaNes, remembrance of the Nes. Okay? Now, in remembrance of the Nes, the miracle, there's two forms of remembrance. You could cause it to be remembered through publicizing, right? Through causing it, when you light it in public, you're causing it to be remembered by many people. When you light it in your house, you're causing it to be remembered by yourself and your family. Okay? So, in other words, Zichron HaNes lends itself to quantities. You could do Zichron on the highest level. You really want something to be remembered, the way you do it is you make it public. But you also are involved in Zichron if you do it in private, because you're at least causing it to be remembered by yourself. You can't say, look, you remember it. But there's an idea of making things, reminding yourself. Okay? Certain things are reminding yourself of it. Like, let's say, like a yard site, every so often, you know, yard site, you think about a deceased, so it causes you to remember. You don't say, look, I remember anyways, what do I have to do it? But there's an idea of doing certain actions which cause you to remember it consciously, bring it to your mind, and that causes this remembrance. So insofar as if you look at the mitzvah in the framework of, if you look at the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah of remembrance, of causing the mitzvah to be remembered, that's what the Rambam learns, that's what it's Zichron. Is that the mitzvah is essentially to promote the memory of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of the Nes of Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah. Now, how so? So the Rambam didn't just say, you know, go around and make a campaign and put up signs that, you know, but they set up a form, and that form is to publicize it. Because after all, if you're trying to maintain the memory of something, there's a method in which you do it, which is that you publicize it. And anything short of that would imply that you don't really care about it being remembered. If you do it in private, then that's not really promoted. Look, it's true, it does a little bit, but I mean, if you're really telling someone that this is important to be remembered, then that would obligate people to publicize it. And therefore, the mitzvah is Pearson. I was not saying there's no such thing as Pearson. The Rambam says, definitely has an idea of Pearson, but Pearson is simply the ultimate form of the zichron, of the remembrance. And it's the form which we're obligated in. And that's the point the Chazal obligated us in. We can't just put light on our doors. The Chazal, since the idea is Zichron, when they set up the mitzvah, they set up the proper form of Zichron, which is to make it public. But they also realized that there will be times where Klal Yisrael will have danger, will be in danger, and there will be it will be threatening for us to light candles. You can't always look. The Jews, unfortunately, are not always under their own control, and they're not always in a position where they can make public declarations about God doing miracles and saving us from the evildoers. I mean, that's not always possible. So Chazal set up in the mitzvah is like two forms of the mitzvah. The zichron, the memory of the miracle, is preserved in Klal Yisrael through two forms. The form where it's in the times of peace, and the form where it's in times of danger. Okay, the times of security and times of danger. The normal form is the times of security. And that's through the ultimate form, is Pearson. You cause the memory to be continued through Pearson. But then they also set up, built into the mitzvah, that B'Shas HaSakana, there's an alternate form, another form of preserving the memory of the miracle, which is through putting it in your house. Lighting in your house, and that reminds all the people. And for those few generations until we get out of the danger, that's what we're going to do. And then we get out of danger, then we'll revert to the other form. And then as the mitzvah is, and then Chazal built this into the mitzvah because they realized this is, if you're going to have the mitzvah just to cause his memory to through Pearson, then in times of danger you're simply not going to have anything. And then the whole thing's going to be lost. So as a practical measure, if you have a society who's committed to making something remember, that's the method. The method is, when it's possible, in times where it's possible, where the society allows for it, you'd have to make it public as possible. And in times where not, you have to keep it private, but everyone has to tell their kids and tell in their houses in the privacy of their own homes. And that's the way the memory of the thing is preserved. So the system reflects the method by which you preserve memory of something. That's the halacha. It's two steps. But if you just have a particular guy who lives on an attic high up and he can't do Pearson, he can't do the public thing. Yeah, but bottom line is, we're in a peace time, and we're in a time where the mitzvah obligates us to have the highest demonstration of the zechron. The highest zechron is through making it public, and you can't do that, so you can't do it. It's an anus. But the idea is not just saying is whenever you can't do it, do the lower form. No, you have to do the highest form. But it's that shasakana, because of the fact that there will be times of danger, and the society, the system needs to have an alternate method, B'Shas HaKana. That's what I'm saying, B'Shas HaKana, there's a lower form, there's an alternate form. But not B'Shas HaKana, there's the regular form, which is the Chiyuv of Pearson. And if you do it above 20 at that time, then that's it, you didn't do anything. Because it's not nicker. It's not nicker to who? To the people, to the outside people. You're trying to create a nicker, remind everybody. That's the form which we're obligated in, unless it's B'Shas HaKana. Okay, so what is Tosus all? So Tosus doesn't go for the Zichron deal. He sort of doesn't go for it. Tosus holds that the mitzvah, the intrinsic takana of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is Pearson. Pearson Anes. Okay, that's the mitzvah. When the Chazal set up the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is Pearson Anes. It's publicizing the miracle. That's the mitzvah, to publicize the miracle. Not Zichron, it's not to remember the miracle, it's to publicize. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to publicize. Okay? That is the mitzvah. Now comes along the time of danger, and this thing is impossible. Now, I'm sorry, hold off 1 second. So if the mitzvah is to publicize the miracle, then it simply cannot be accomplished inside. It's simply not, that's not publicizing the miracle. Okay, not publicizing. As Tosus learns, the mitzvah intrinsically is a mitzvah of Pearson. That is the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to publicize, because Kiddush Hashem, the idea is you're trying to tell the world about the miracle. That's the mitzvah, to publicize the miracle. Not just to preserve its memory, but the mitzvah is publicizing the miracle. Now publicizing the miracle simply cannot be accomplished through inside your house. Okay, because publicizing means two-way public, to someone beyond your house. Okay, so what happened was, is there came along a time, so look, certain years, look, if it's dangerous, it's dangerous. So what are you going to do? You can't publicize it. So it's on us. You can't do it. But now, I guess, there came a time in history where they started making decrees against the mitzvah of Chanukah. It wasn't just like a happenstance that there was
the time where he couldn't do it, but Chazal saw that this is going to be like a real thing, is that the whole mitzvah is going to get lost. We're going to go, you're 50 years without a generation, for instance, without lighting their Hanukkah, because the whole mitzvah is to publicize, and we simply can't publicize anymore. So what's going to happen is no one's going to do the mitzvah, and then it's going to be lost, and then the whole Kiddush Hashem brought about by the Nates is going to be totally forgotten in Klal Yisrael. So what Chazal did is that they changed the mitzvah, and they made the mitzvah into Zichron. Zichron, Hekera. That's what Tosa is Hekera. See, the Tosa Hekera is that idea of Zichron. But that's a different mitzvah. The mitzvah was originally Pirsum Nisa, and this Pirsum Nisa was not possible at a certain time, and therefore Chazal said, no, the mitzvah now is to, because simply, we can't publicize the miracle. But at least, we can't make it public, but at least let's remember it. This is like two stages. Publicizing something is to grow it, make it well, more well known. The different mitzvah is Hekera. Hekera for the inside people. At least make it remember the miracle amongst us. I'm not going to publicize it, but they changed the mitzvah to Hekera. That you have to remember the miracle through lighting inside your house. And that is now the form of the mitzvah. And since that's the form of the mitzvah, it takes on the time is whenever people are up. But the Quintos is they had to change it. Okay, because they had to change it because, you know, since the primary mitzvah is piercing, it doesn't tolerate a secondary form. You can't say that it's like, see, if you say the essential mitzvah is the remembrance of the miracle, then you can say there are two forms. The form of the public remembrance and the private remembrance. But if you say the mitzvah is publicizing, then that is the mitzvah. It doesn't tolerate a second form. You can't say the mitzvah is publicizing, but when it's a time of danger, then don't publicize it and just remember it. That's not, if the mitzvah is publicizing, then there's no second form. You can do it, you can't do it. So, but Chazal, there became a time where there was, some sort of a real danger, and it was, they saw that the mitzvah would be lost, and then they changed it. And once they change it, now that's the mitzvah. So now that's the mitzvah. If you really introduce an edict, like a change, so the change is a change, and that's it. And so it's fixed. So the mitzvah is for people inside. And now the mitzvah is Hekera. Now the mitzvah is Hekera. You know, there's Zikara. Hekera is like Zikara. But the Rambam holds that even Pearson is just a vehicle, a means, the highest form of Zikara. That's Machlokas. When you're doing the mitzvah in the highest form, the regular mitzvah, is that purely an action of piersum? Okay, is that the whole thing? That is what it is? It's an action of publicizing? And you say, no. It's zikaron, it's remembering the miracle at its highest level. Okay, and if it's remembering, then it could exist at a lower level also, and you could have two forms. But if the mitzvah is publicizing, then it doesn't lend itself to a second form. It's simply all it lends itself is to changing it. Change it, but that's a change. Change is a change. I mean, that's a good question. If according to Tosis, let's say nowadays, if you decide that you one would want to light it outside, right? One would say, you know what? I'm gonna light it outside. I'm not gonna do it inside. I'll do it outside. So would you be outside? Well, that's a question. It's a good question. I mean, is the zichron? Is he said the zichron was b'fnem? I mean, the zichron is for who? Presumably, you mean because the zichron for outside people?
Maybe.
Why is it different for the people inside or for the people outside? Like he says, nowadays it's a care for the Bnei Bayis. So it seems he says that they changed it into that they created Zichron Anes through the people, they gave it a form, and the Zichron has a form, is in your house. So they basically said a form is that you should create a remembrance of the miracle, and the best way to do it is each household makes a remembrance, you put it on your table, and that's the best remembrance. Everyone will know. Every day, every person walks by his table, there's an Hanukkah. So it seems you could argue that putting it outside wouldn't work anymore, according to Tosis. They changed it. It seems so. Today, in Rebbe and Shir today, we mentioned, perhaps you could argue, I think he threw this out, I never heard this before, but he said you could argue that they changed it for, like, was it a change, like an eternal change, or was it a change for a certain class of societies, like endangered societies? Like, even if you say they changed it, it could be that they changed it like based upon a certain society. I mean, I'm not sure. Seems a little bit cumbersome, but he was just throwing that as a thought. I don't know. Maybe he did the sukkah once and he said that, or he said I think he said he once they had a chakira like that. Is it like they just did a permanent change in cholesterol, or they just introduced like a change for a time of danger? But since now we're in in America or whatever, so now the mitzvah is, it wasn't changed. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how he'd work it out, but I'm saying that
seems the way we're doing now, it seems smoother. The change is a change. Once you change the mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah. To say that there are two forms going side by side. I mean, it sounds to me like from Tosfos, it's from this point on. But I don't know, I'm not sure. I just started today, so I'm just mentioning it, but. Okay, one thing I want to check, I didn't get a chance to, but I think I did see, I looked around the old Rishonim. I think someone says that it's Pearson for the people inside. Pearson, that for the people inside, and nowadays it's Pearson for the people inside. So, I don't know, something I want to see if they actually say that, because that sounds difficult to me. How are you doing Pearson? Like, we're saying is that doesn't really make sense. Pearson doesn't make sense for people inside, because you are the ones who are doing Pearson, you can't do Pearson to yourself. Right, like, that's what they say, like, if you're doing Pearson in your house, why make sure you invite someone over to do Pearson to yourself? You can do Pearson to yourself. So I don't see why a bias could do Pearson to a bias. I don't see why you say Pearson for the B'nai bias. The B'nai bias are the ones who are chayav. So I don't know. I want to look. I remember when I scanned, I remember after the fact, I know something. I was looking through a bunch of Shon and I saw them mention it. So I want to see who. So maybe, just kind of going with the one approach. I'm not saying it's impossible to say something like that, but it seems. Seems very simple not to. And Tosfos doesn't sound like he's saying it. I mean, maybe look, some other reason I can say it, but Tosfos doesn't say, he doesn't say it's Pearson for the B'nai Bayis. He doesn't say Pearson. Yeah, I mean, if you would want to look, I mean, if you want to continue this, there is a Tosfos. Tosfos here actually references it. Our Tosfos in Shas Hakana, he talks about, in that Tosfos Shas Hakana, he references him on Mem Hay. And there's another Tosfos in Mem Hay. Mem Hay and Alpha. Short little Tosfos. Because the Gemara has a case there of someone who lights it. Basically, the Gemara has a question. If you light your candle outside in the time of the Chavre, if you light it outside by your courtyard, is it Muktzah? Could you take the candle in because you're worried that they're going to come and kill you or something? So he is a Muktzah. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? But I thought Shas Hakana, you're not supposed to light outside, you light inside. So what's the whole case talking about in the first place? So he says, one answer he says is, well, it means if a guy did it. Funny answer. Second answer is, no, that was before the Gezerah. Kind of that was the answer. I mean, you can look at it. It's a little tricky. But if you want to look at it, it's on Mem Hayim and Aleph. So I don't think we'll do it. But if anyone wants to look at it and you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Alrighty. So I guess probably next week, this is it, Chanukah, then next, I guess we'll go to, probably back to Machteras. We didn't do Machteras yet. Right? We finished the Rodef and then we did the Grez. So now I think we're up to Machteras. So Machteras is, I think, Sanhedrin. I think it's Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. I think so. It's a Mishnah. You'll see. Above Machteras. I think that's where it starts. Something like that. So I guess we'll just start from there. Maybe I'll give you more particulars. Maybe I'll send that an email with a little more particulars. But I mean, we'll just go straight. I mean, yeah, it's like a daf on Machteras. Okay.